This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a mom, we're being told, that now needs a pacemaker. She's only 32 years old. She's a mother of three. And what did she do to end up needing a pacemaker? Well, she drank energy drinks. Now, we're being told that she would drink up to 6 cans a day. And she started to suffer blackouts. Samantha Sharpie from Leicester, UK, said at her worst, she was consuming up to 6 cans a day. She said, in 2014, I was drinking 5 or 6 a day until I had a pacemaker fitted in February 2018. She said the drinks, which she used to stay alert during work, made her heartbeat faster and caused palpitations. But then she would crash, causing her to reach for another one. She said it would give me headaches, I'd be grumpy, and I need another one to keep me going. I wouldn't sleep, and I had an overwhelming feel of doom when I tried to sleep. So she went to the doctor, who reportedly diagnosed her with a blockage in her heart, and she was given a pacemaker. She also suffered from kidney stones and was also told that she might even develop diabetes, and she's skinny. But it's because these energy drinks have a lot of sugar. While she said her doctors could not directly blame the energy drinks for her heart issues, she said she hasn't had any issues since she quit the drinks. She says, I don't black out anymore, and I can't feel my heart mess up anymore. My heart used to skip beats. Now, the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health has warned against consuming large amounts of energy drinks over concerns about caffeine content. Why? Because it could cause serious heart and blood vessel issues, including heart rhythm disturbances, an increase in heart rate and blood pressure. Now, also, caffeinated beverages cause anxiety, sleep issues, digestive problems, dehydration. So she basically goes into the doctor every 6 months, and this is in England. So, yeah, in America, we'll probably watch you a little closer than this, you know, but every 6 months, once you're stable, that's fine. And she says she wants to share her story as a cautionary tale for others. Okay, so let's kind of tally up. What have we been seeing here with energy drinks? We've been seeing rotted teeth, right? We've been seeing, somebody said it, the acid burned off their tongue. It looks like just geographic tongue, which isn't necessarily acid burning off the tongue. We've seen atrial fibrillation, palpitations. They've even been, I believe, linked to strokes. So, and these are on the market. You know? These are very commonly bought. I'll drink an energy drink every now and then. They've even been linked to miscarriages. Miscarriages. Mood disorders, tremors, diabetes. You know, we talked about Demi Moore. She lost a couple teeth. I'm wondering if maybe that was from her energy drink habit. There was a study saying energy drinks can increase your risk of heart attack within 90 minutes. They said a study from the University of Texas finds the consumption of energy drinks to have negative effects on the cardiovascular system because it narrows the blood vessels. Caffeine will narrow cause vasoconstriction. So when you have that vasoconstriction, you have less blood flow going to the heart. And if they're already narrowed because of arteriosclerosis and plaquing, and now you constrict the blood vessel more, you could induce a heart attack. So how dangerous are energy drinks? Well, I think pretty. I mean, I don't want to cause a lot of, I don't want to cause a lot of panic, but I'm getting sick and tired of these articles coming out. You know, people are like, okay, well, I don't understand what's so bad. Well, they got sugar, sucrose, glucose, high fructose corn syrup. They got caffeine. But the key to this caffeine, even though it's as much as a cup of coffee, is people pound these things pretty quickly. They don't sip it slow like a cup of coffee. And coffee may have natural caffeine. This is unnaturally put in there. So that's a difference. Now, there's guarana extract. That's also an energy supplement high in caffeine. There's taurine. Now, taurine is an amino acid that has health benefits, but it could strain the kidney. Some of these energy drinks have vitamin B, 2, 3, 6, and 12. Some of them have sodium. And then some of them have ginkgo biloba, ginseng, etc. And so, you know, we as a society don't have a lot of patience anymore. And we want to get energized or deal with our pain or get our mail or get our communication or get our food lickety-split quick. All right? We don't want to wait. And so when you're tired, you have two choices. You have, well, you know, I could take a nap, or I could do something, or I could live with it. Three choices. I could take a nap, I could live with the fatigue, or I could change the fatigue in an instant. And these energy drinks do. And for those of us that are in very competitive jobs, are worried that somebody younger, brighter, more energetic is going to take our job, we're going to go and take a hit of something. Whether it's a caffeinated drink, whether it's coffee, whether it's chocolate, whether it's Adderall, whether it's a diet pill, no dose, whatever. 5-hour energy. Because the products are out there. And people think, well, if the products are out there, they're safe. So a cafe latte from McDonald's has 142 milligrams of caffeine. Energy drinks have 80. So why is an energy drink with a little more than half of what a latte would at McDonald's so much more dangerous? Again, you drink it fast. And why are you drinking it fast? Because you're like, you want to be woken up fast. Now, somebody's like, okay, well, come on, that mom drinks 6. Well, think about it. You wake up at 5 a.m., then maybe 8 a.m., noon, mid-afternoon. It's very easy to get 4 or 5 in a day. And they're small. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm back on the doctor. I'm back. All right. And, All right. I'm back on the Dr. Delia show, and I, for some reason, my computer decided to poop out, and there is no Dr. Delia news team here to help me out, but that's okay. I got this. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who is always there. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. That's always there no matter what. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Jason working the dials. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Delia and on Facebook, The Dr. Delia Show. Okay, Jonathan wrote me last night. He's 58 years old and he just lost his job. He's in an engineering firm. And he didn't go into details why he lost a job, but he's 58 years old and he's scared to death and he has never lost a job in his life. He's embarrassed and doesn't know how to move forward. And I can't pull up the email. I want to read it to you because it's kind of heartbreaking. You hear fear. I always kind of get a little shaken when a man, you know, sounds fearful or a man cries. I don't know if I'm old school like that. You know, because, and again, women don't always freak out. I mean, women are strong. I mean, the women in my family have been very, very strong. But it just always hits me when I see a man cry or a man start to get a little nervous. I don't know why. It's just, there's something innate that makes me a little nervous with that. And so I can't pull up his email, but he lost job, 58 years old. Where do you go? Where do you go from there, especially if you've never lost a job? Okay, well, if there's any bright side of things, okay? When you lose your job, less and less do future employers think it's your fault these days. Now with everything going on, and Walmart's back in the news, we'll tell you what Walmart's doing. But now with automation and trying to, do more and faster and less costly, people losing their jobs seem to be par for the course. It doesn't necessarily mean you stink, you know? And unfortunately, whenever you do lose a job, or you get laid off, or contract not renewed, or you get fired, you take it personally. You self-reflect. And you should self-reflect. I mean, you should. I mean, if you showed up late all the time, you know, or you didn't come to work, or you kept calling out, you have to kind of identify that. You can't always be in denial, going, I did nothing wrong. Now, maybe you didn't do anything wrong. Maybe somebody just has it out for you. Maybe somebody is jealous of you. Maybe somebody is threatened that you're going to take their job. Maybe they don't like your political leanings. You know, maybe you're in a liberal, you know, institution, and you're not so liberal. I mean, there's a variety of things, but you still need to self-reflect on that. You know, maybe at your next job, you might need to lay low during the next election if you want to keep your job. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, sacrifice your principles or anything, but, you know, maybe having a Trump 2020 sticker, you know, in your office might not be the safest thing to do if you work in a place that's, you know, liberal dominated. You know, if your boss is, you know, doesn't really care about you clocking in and clocking out and the whole 40-hour work week, but is more task-oriented, going, that job has to be done. And if your answer was, well, it was 5 o'clock on Friday, and, you know, he's thinking, why didn't you do it on the weekend? You know, self-reflect. That doesn't mean you have to change your behavior, but you need to, whenever you lose a job, kind of try to learn what the new boss or the new employer is. And it's very, very different these days. Okay, jobs you held 20, 30 years ago are not the same type of jobs now. So if you don't know computers and you can't figure out an Excel spreadsheet and you can't respond to an email and figure out BCC versus CC, and you aren't as communicative or you answer back right away, you're a dinosaur. Now, you're allowed to ask, you know, why, you know, do I not have the job anymore? If you don't get a reason, it's probably a BS reason. Because nobody's going to say they don't like you, or they're jealous of you, or they don't like your political leanings. But if they do give you a reason, saying you called out a lot. Now, the thing is a lot of people are getting sued. A lot of employers are getting sued, so you may not get a reason. If you kept calling out because you kept saying you had headaches or menstrual migraines or diarrhea, and they don't want to look politically incorrect or discriminatory, they won't say that. Especially if you live in a state where it's a, an at-will state where they can fire you with no cause. So, you may not always get an answer, but you better self-reflect. You got to be honest. Now, you don't want to rip yourself a new one, and you don't want to, you know, wallow in depression and think you're a failure because it might not have been your fault. But if there's anything you could have done better, all right, it's something to think about. So, now, let's say it wasn't your fault or you did figure it out. You need a new job, and you're over 50. Well, even if you get a severance or 2 weeks pay or whatever, don't go on a spending spree. Don't go on vacation. You start the job hunt right away. The longer you're away from work, the harder it is to get back to work. You also don't want a big lag. You know, you don't want to be interviewing with somebody saying, oh yeah, I haven't worked in 6 months. So you want to get right on it. You also want to reach out to your connections and be honest. But when you are honest, you don't want to rip on your previous employer. So you don't want to say, oh, they're an idiot, or they hate me, or they are evil, or they're, you don't want to do that. Because your new employer, or your friend, or whatever, negativity breeds negativity. You know, if you think it's because they're automating, or they're trying to save money, or they're downsizing. You know, downsizing happens. Now, yeah, why did they choose you and not somebody else? Yeah, but, you know, doesn't mean you have to be negative about it. All right, and then you got to look at your resume. And if you're having trouble figuring out your resume, send it to me. Let me take a peek at it. A lot of people out there that can help with resumes. But absolutely, let me take a look once my email gets back up. All right, because a lot of you don't market yourself. So, like, let's say you guys had a job. Let's say you had a job as a human resources manager. So you go on ZipRecruiter or whatever, and you look up human resources manager. Well, there's only maybe one or two jobs. Well, if you've done human resources managing, you could do a lot of managing. There's a lot of departments you could work in. So don't just limit yourself. You know, what did you do as a human resource manager? Well, you collected data, you held employee meetings, you organized events, if you organized events, if you held, there's a lot of other things you could do. So be very careful about only searching for a very specific title. You know, social media helps, LinkedIn helps, other ways to have jobs, etc. But the other thing too is figure out when you go through that self-reflection why you lost your job. Was it a skill you don't have? So, for example, if you're not bilingual and you're seeing that everybody is hiring people with some proficiency in Spanish, you might want to start getting yourself trained. Oh, I'm 58. So what? You're 58? You got decades to go. You could Rosetta Stone, you could take an immersion class, you could start learning Spanish. And you don't have to be 1,000% fluent, but maybe you need to gain some proficiency. If you need to get some data entry skills or whatever, go back to school. Anybody could go back to school now, any age. If you're overweight and they want to look, maybe work on your health. Work on your health during this time. I know people go into depression, they'll eat whatever, Get to the gym. Do some volunteer work. But don't panic and don't get desperate. Also be willing to get a job that you can, that hopefully offers you a little bit of free time, so at least you're making some money. And you might not get your dream job. After you get fired, you might not be able to get your dream job right away. Same thing like, oh, I need a career change. Oh my gosh, I need a career change. You know, you're not going to find your dream job 24 hours after being let go. So you might have to take a job to just get some income in while you're starting to revamp your resume. But keep going. Always keep walking. Always keep going. 1-877-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump remains optimistic about resolving the growing trade war with China.
I think it's going to turn out extremely well. We're in a very strong position.
And as far as the president's relationship with the Chinese president?
The relationship I have with President Xi is extraordinary. It's really very good, but he's for China and I'm for the USA.
He says they don't always see eye to eye, but he's hoping to improve this relationship. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Russia meeting with his counterpart, the Russian foreign minister.
We talked about some of the regional conflicts and terrorism. I think there are spaces where we can get our teams and begin to build that common set of understanding.
Secretary of State Pompeo is set to meet later with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And Tiger Woods and his girlfriend are being sued for the wrongful death of an employee at the Woods restaurant in Jupiter, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess a lot of people are into tattoos on the face. Was that on Hangover, one of the Hangover movies? Was it Hangover 3? Or two? I don't know. Somebody got a yeah. But apparently, Mauricio Arias is being highlighted here on Fox News, where he has 11 tattoos on his eyelids, down to his cheeks, down to his neck. He has a bloody knife, brass knuckles, and it tells the story of a 5-year period of his life plagued by depression and drug addiction. But now that's not what he wants employers to see. He's from Queens, and he says, as soon as I walk in for a job interview, they're going to think, who's this guy trying to get a job looking like that? And he says he feels trapped. So between getting his degree, working full-time in construction, and going to church several days a week, Arias is now 5 years sober, is in the middle of getting his face, neck, and hands tattoos removed with lasers. They're painful procedures. They span 6 sessions, and they eventually get him to a point where the first thing people see is not a reminder of his history. He says, you don't know how much I think about that day. I'm going to cry like a baby, he said. Now, apparently face tattoos are huge. You have a lot of celebrities getting them. But there's a lot of people that are now asking for removal. And erasing ink not only is a physical change, but also a psychological cleansing. Basically, it's a laser to remove laser. We talked about how this ink gets into the dermis that doesn't get reabsorbed. Even though we do think tattoo ink gets absorbed to some degree, but it doesn't get washed away or reabsorbed into the body where it fades. So it could stay permanent. So you need something to break up the pigment to cause then the body to take it away into the bloodstream and dump it. So it's not the healthiest thing to go through, but it's what people do. And, you know, a lot of, one thing that I really admire about ink, you know, and body art is if it does tell a story. You know, it's a way to permanently, you know, document your past. And, you know, a lot of people will put a tattoo of their dead mother or their dead spouse or whatever, or a child. And so I admire that. I get that where, you know, forever there's a piece of them with you, you know, through ink. And so I get it. And so, you know, a lot of people are anti-tattoo. You know, for me, I think a lot of it is beautiful. You know, taking care of World War II vets, you know, when I was a medical student, seeing the bald eagles and the, you know, the American flag. I mean, I remember one gentleman had a bald eagle across his whole back. I mean, he loved his country enough to go through hours of a painful tattoo and something permanent showing his love, knowing that if he got caught and was a POW, there was no way to hide, you know, where he was from. I mean, he will always be known as an American with that American, with that American symbol and the pride. It's a beautiful thing. You know, my religion, we're not supposed to tattoo ourselves. Something we're not just allowed, we're not allowed to do. But I've always admired, you know, people doing that. But, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you get drunk. Sometimes you really hate somebody, and so you use some choice words. And the one thing a lot of people with tattoos say is they have regret. So they say for some people, erasing their ink and the bad memories associated with it can be liberating, and a liberating step to turn their lives around. Jeff Garnett is the co-owner of a tattoo removal company and Clean Slate Laser. He has locations in Jersey and New York, and I'm not trying to do a commercial for him. But he says we've all made mistakes, but our mistakes aren't always the first thing people see and judge by us. So he is donating 6 sessions of tattoo removal to Mr. Arias. Usually they cost $400 a session. He says clients with face tattoos account for about 5% of his business, but now they're seeing more and more of it. You have a lot of teens who regret their ink decisions, women with botched microbladed eyebrows, prisoners trying to find work. And that's the thing. It's, you know, preventing them from getting work. Now, Arias has been able to avoid prison, but his father was murdered when he was 8. Mothers brought him up. Brothers from Colombia brought him to the U.S., but he still ended up in the streets of Queens when he was 14. And then he went into drug addiction. So he had work as a tattoo artist, but he said he was surrounded by a lot of negativity, drugs, and alcohol. So he started tattooing his face. He didn't think he was going to live long enough to see the consequences. He said, I never thought I was going to change. I always thought I would die young or go to jail for the rest of my life. So the tattoos were a way for him to show the world what he's made of. You know, it's funny. In the older days, tattoos were also a body ink, and body painting was kind of a way to ward off aggressors. If you saw somebody with a tattoo, they were kind of a badass, and you wouldn't mess with them. And so, you know, when people were younger, they would do that as, you know, I'm tough, so leave me alone. And so, you know, I remember my mom, you know, talking to us about tattoos and, you know, you're not supposed to do that, you're not going to whatever, you know. But I'm like, you know, I don't think my brother's going to get beat up if he's got one, you know. But, you know, he didn't really get beat up. He was a big guy. But still. So anyway, he was able to make, he was able to turn his life around. Some people have eyelid tattoos. That's not, you got to be careful with those. People will tattoo eyeliner. I wouldn't suggest that because every now and then you want to change up your eyeliner. I don't know. The idea of, you know, saving yourself time getting ready in the morning. I think there's other ways to do it. All right. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Now, speaking of tattoos, we got facial recognition. And San Francisco is on track to become the first U.S. city to ban the use of facial recognition by police or other city agencies. Apparently, this move reflects a growing backlash against the technology that's creeping into airports, motor vehicle departments, stores, stadiums, home security cameras. They say government agencies around the U.S. have used the technology for more than a decade to scan databases for suspects and prevent identity fraud. But recent advances in artificial intelligence have created more sophisticated computer vision tools, according to Daily Mail. So, police can now pinpoint a missing child or protester in a moving crowd. Or retailers could analyze shoppers' facial expressions as they browse. You're being watched, people. You're always being watched. So there's been efforts to restrict its use. Law enforcement groups and tech are like, well, so Microsoft has opposed an outright ban, has urged lawmakers to maybe set limits on the technology, warning that leaving it unchecked could enable an oppressive dystopia reminiscent of George Orwell's 1984. They say face recognition is one of those technologies that people get how creepy it is. It's not like cookies on a browser. There's something about this technology that really sets the hairs on the back of people's heads up. So many of you guys have already seen facial recognition where you're posting something on Facebook and they already know who's in the picture with you. And you're like, whoa. Whoa. So, without regulations barring law enforcement for accessing driver's license databases, they say people who have never been arrested could be part of a virtual police lineup without their knowledge. They worry that people will one day not be able to go to a park, store, or school without being identified or tracked. You know, it's one thing to have, like, an implant put in you, going, yeah, I want to be tracked, but this is, you're being watched, you're being tracked, people know who you are. You know, this shop and go, if you're walking into a store and it's scanning, you're there, you know, there's a ping, somebody knows where you are. Now, me, I mean, I'm really public about everything, so I check in everywhere. I'm here at Walmart, I'm here. I mean, I don't know. I want my kids to know where I am. There's a lot of people out there that they really want their privacy. They don't want somebody hunting them down. 1-877-DOCTALI.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former President Jimmy Carter is recovering after falling and breaking his hip this morning. That's according to a statement from the Carter Center. The center said that Carter was preparing to go turkey hunting when he fell in his home. He added that he is now recovering comfortably after undergoing surgery at the Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia. His wife, Rosalyn, is with him at the medical center. Statement reads, President Carter said his main concern is that turkey season ends this week and he has not reached his limit. He hopes the state of Georgia will allow him to roll over the unused limit to next year. That's what he's worried about. He had a hip fracture. Serious complications could happen from that because you can't move around a lot. You can start getting some bed sores, may not be able to open up your lungs a lot. You want to be able to get good breath, but Godspeed, hope he recovers. And he's spunky. He's worried about if, since he hasn't reached his limit, he gets a rollover to next year. He's 94 years old, has had success with hunting. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution report last month, he had bagged a large wild turkey on a recent trip. As many of you remember, he held office from 77 to 81. Was diagnosed with brain cancer. I thought it was a metastatic melanoma. He announced several months later that a brain scan showed that the cancer was gone. So, wow, I see a picture of him and the turkey. He's in full fatigues and gone and everything. So, yeah, hope he gets better. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So interesting. Walmart is competing pretty heavy with Amazon, and they're going to be rolling out next day delivery for about 75% of the U.S. And they're the nation's largest retailer. They're trying to build a more efficient e-commerce distribution also. It's going to cover about 220,000 popular items, diapers, non-perishable food items, toys, electronics, etc. And next day delivery is going to require a minimum order of 35. Right now, I think you have to spend at least 35 already to get free shipping. But to get next day, you got to spend money. It's going to be available in Phoenix and Las Vegas. I do a lot of Walmart online shopping. And I'm in Vegas. They say in coming days, it's going to expand to Southern California. The discounter plans will roll out the service to 75% of the U.S. population by year end, adding hundreds of thousands of products. And this announcement comes just 2 weeks after the online Amazon said they're going to upgrade its free shipping option to Prime members who pay $119 a year to one-day delivery from two-day delivery. But they are really stepping it up. Amazon has declined to say when the switch would happen. So now, if you have Prime membership, you'll be able to get one-day delivery, but you're still paying $119. Walmart, all you have to do is spend a minimum amount per order of $35. So, this competition we're seeing, on one end, is really, really healthy. But we had just heard about yesterday how Amazon has been able to automate a lot of the jobs. Like, one can do 700 packages a day. And so here we are. I feel like, I don't know what movie that is, where we're all like, oh, yay, oh, this is wonderful, yay. Meanwhile, we're getting screwed. And, you know, we're starting to put a nail in our coffin, or we're starting to, you know, take the first step toward demise. And I'm not saying Amazon and Walmart are killing us. But, you know, we just had a listener that, you know, just lost his job, 58 years old. And here we are demanding more and more for these companies. And I'm just as guilty. I don't walk into a Walmart. I shop online. I buy my vitamins online. I buy bandages online. I would buy my medical products online. I don't walk into a store anymore. Saves me time, saves me money. And even if it costs a little bit more money, I lose money having to leave work to go shopping. So whatever I could do online saves me money, so it's worth it. And these companies, Amazon and Walmart, unless they merge, are going to keep trying to step it up. And we keep asking for them to. I want same-day delivery. I want free delivery. I don't want to spend that much. So what do they have to do to step it up? Well, humans can only work so fast. If I put in an order, they would have to make sure they hire thousands upon thousands, and they do, of people ready at a computer to grab that order, go and find it, and package it. But we want choice. We want large quantities of things. We want heavy things. So at some point, humans can't do it all. And if they want to compete and they want to do what they're claiming they're doing, then they're going to have to have machines, have automation. And the more automation they have, the more they could do. Now that Amazon has these machines that can package 700 packages a day and can lift 700 pounds, they can do more for us. And so we're demanding more. Nobody wants to wait a month for a product. They want it next day. If that, and then later they're going to want it same day. So we are driving these big companies to fire us. And the more people that are unemployed, now let's say you're like, well, I have a job, so I don't work for Walmart or Amazon, so I'm good. Well, no, you're not good. Because the more people that later become unemployed, then we have a recession. And whatever job you have is probably going to take a hit. And I know a lot of economists are watching this. A lot of people, you know, Trump's watching it. A lot of people in the government are watching it. A lot of us with jobs are watching this. We are every day pushing us closer to being overtaken by somebody else that could take our job. You know, here we are with electronic health records and, you know, robotic machines for surgery. And we as doctors are like, oh, that's great. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, it's going to make my job easier. No, it's going to make you lose your job. Electronic health records are going to probably be the end to a lot of primary care physician jobs. Not because of burnout, because that is an issue. Not because of the expense, but because of the AI and because of the ability for people to just go, oh, I have a sore throat that's not strep. Click a button and here's my medicine. We're doing this to ourselves. And I don't know how to stop it. And I don't think anybody wants to stop it. I want to get my dog food and my cat food tomorrow. And so I'm going with it, just hoping that my job is going to be safe later. Guys, none of our jobs are going to be safe. Well, Dr. Dahl, somebody has to, somebody has to control the computers and fix the computers, you know, and watch the assembly lines and stuff. Yeah, but you just fired hundreds of workers and kept three people their jobs. Three people were able to keep their jobs. I mean, think about what job you have now. And if, worst case scenario, another recession hits, and it will, or automation steps in, what's going to happen to you? And if you don't start thinking now and start doing something now, you're going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble. What happened during 2009 to 2016? I'm not talking about Obama presidency, but it was the worst recession I ever lived through, and it scared the hell out of me. And I don't think any of us learned from that. In fact, I think we all doubled down, and now we are going to steamroll to a recession that we can't get out of. Now, thank God for Uber and Lyft, but what are we doing now? We're doing automated cars. There's going to be no job that won't be able to be taken over by a robot. 1-877-DR-DAHL, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.